Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
What's trending?
What's trending presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. We start with the Royals, who did drop game one yesterday to the New York Yankees in the Bronx, 4-1. It was just Bobby Wood Jr. getting hits. That was it. Awful offensive performance. Waka versus Fried tonight, right here on 96.5 The Fan. Vern's on Deck show starts at 5 o'clock.
Hopefully get a win. That way stop their longest losing streak of the season. Two games. That's the most they've lost at any particular point. It's why they're 500. Is they've prevented it from being anything longer than that. Next up on What's Trending, the Dolphins will reportedly give Jalen Ramsey permission to seek a trade this less than a full calendar year after they made him a market value paid cornerback. I do not understand their plan. We'll talk more about it in all 32 in a minute. They went with the veteran option and the high-priced option to try to win now. Now it seems like they're going to let go of a player. By the way, Jalen Ramsey is still playing at a high level in the NFL. They're going to let him seek a trade. There are plenty of teams who need corner, so I imagine someone will come calling, but the Dolphins apparently will attempt to trade Jalen Ramsey before the draft.
Next on What's Trending, the Masters TV ratings are at the final round. Averaged 12.7 million viewers on CBS. That makes it the most watched golf telecast on any network in 7 years.
That's not surprising. No. I mean, it was an incredible moment.
As we said yesterday, other than Tiger winning it.
Is that the 7 years ago one?
Oh, or 2025, that was 19 or 18. Yeah.
Depends on how they view the year to year.
I think the answer
is
yes, since Tiger.
Probably since Tiger was winning his Masters for the first time in a decade. Still an incredible moment. Still like seeing all the photos and stuff that are coming out of it. Really cool moment for Rory. Next up on Watch Trending, your Kansas Jayhawks will host top player in the 2026 class, Tyron Stokes, on a visit this weekend in Lawrence. That according to the Field of 68. They obviously currently have the number one recruit in the country coming to Kansas this year, and maybe have at least a chance with the number one player in next year's class as well, as he's going to visit Lawrence this weekend.
All right.
Show him a good time, I guess, on Mass Street.
That's right.
If you see him around, you know, buy him a shot. I don't think that's how it works, but you know.
I think he'll have a good time. I think he'll have a good time. Lastly, don't forget our Cody and Gold road trip. We announced it yesterday. Going to go see CAGS in Springfield Saturday, May 3rd. A lot of you have already purchased tickets. Thank
over
you so much.
Over 50 of us
much.
Already.
Yeah, over 50 of us already making the trip. If you want to buy tickets, we have a special $10 ticket deal to go watch CAGS play. Just go to our website, 96.5thefan.com. You'll see the link in the logo right there on the front page. Go ahead and purchase your tickets. Sit with all of us. Also, if you are still looking for the shirt to go with the trip, you have to go on the trip, but if you're looking for the CAGS shirt, just send us a text. We'll get you the t-shirt order form. Those are only available for pickup in Springfield. So I know some of you like the shirt, which is awesome, But as of now, those are only available if you're on the road trip. So just a heads up.
Yeah, but if you want the information so you can make sure you match the rest of us, shoot us a text, shoot us a DM, do what you got to do. We'll make sure to get you that order form so that you can get your sizing correct. That's on right. The CAC shirt. And don't forget, if you go on the trip, one lucky listener gets to throw out the first pitch.
How about too. That? No so pressure.
You could show off for CAGs if you want. Before we hit that, you know, he hits that 450-foot home run or whatever while we're down there in Springfield.
No pressure, you know.
That's what's trending here on Cody and Gold. For those who are going on the trip, is a reminder, and we'll continue to remind you, Costa, we'll be meeting to hand out those shirts at Harbell's before. So
I'm told the best chicken wings.
That's what somebody said yesterday.
Some of the best.
We randomly chose it based on one very important factor. It is very close to the stadium.
Uh-huh.
Felt like it'd be a good spot to meet up, so we can hand you your shirts before we head into Hammond Field, Hammond's Field? Is that what it is? Which has got a pretty Hammond's, good reputation. Yeah. I've heard it's a pretty good... It's a nice minor league park.
Yeah, it's the obviously the St. Louis Cardinals double-A affiliate taking on the Royals double-A affiliate. So not quite as far of a drive by doing Springfield instead of Arkansas. Plus, we frankly didn't want to wait till June because by then...
Cags then we probably, really didn't
By
know.
Then, CAGs probably is in AAA. So we decided to do Saturday, May 3rd, and looking forward to seeing all of you. So I was like, we make sure our seats are next to each other. Yeah, if you go to the landing page, which is on our
it
website.
Takes you to the same sections.
Yep, yep. Everybody, it's three sections that tickets are available. Most people are buying tickets in Section J, if you're wondering. But
J section, and K have been most popular
yep,
so far.
Yep, everybody's going to be right there together. So looking forward to seeing everybody. We'll get to all 32 in about 8 minutes or so. But let's talk about the big league club, the Royals. As we said in What's Trending, lost yesterday. And I don't know how you feel about the offense. We all understand it is struggling, to say the least. But yesterday, when you literally don't have anything else going but Bobby Witt Jr., it's almost easier to wash away. What I mean by that is they're not going to have 8 of the 9 guys not hit every single night. Yeah. So like the offense is bad right now.
I don't think.
The offense is bad right
starting
now.
Starting to feel that way.
Yeah, like the offense is a problem, but... Last night is an unrealistic problem. Does that make sense? Like, in a normal night where they have like 4 or 5 hits and Bobby gets a hit and Salvi gets a hit, but they keep coming up empty, whatever. Those are more concerning nights. A night where Bobby literally is the only guy that got a hit, that's not happening throughout the season. I know like we all, what do you mean? Because they're not going to be the worst offense in MLB
Currently,
history.
Currently, they're okay? The second worst team in runs per game to start the year.
That's right. That's right.
Which is pretty bad. I'm not trying to sugarcoat it. I'm not here to come in the air. Really, I think it's just you got to ask yourself a question is, if this continued for 2 more weeks, 4 more weeks, 6 more weeks, what is the number of weeks before you're like, oh, no, it's not just a cold start, which it could easily be now. We are 17 games into the season. It could easily just be they have started poorly on offense and things will regulate here soon. But there is a drop-dead date before I've just decided it is not a good offense.
Yeah, it's a month away, though,
and there's
for
a
me.
Limitation before we have to have this conversation. That's fair. I don't think that's out of the question.
Middle of May. It's a month from now because as much this is the sample size we have. I get it. It's all we have to watch. The expectation of the offense improving, maybe it's not going to improve from last year. But I don't think from last year's offense, they're now going to slide and be the third or second worst offense in baseball. And that's what they are currently.
I do think it's probably safe to say, the text line asked this earlier, and I do think that this is probably safe to say. I leave a little doubt in my brain because, again, the earliness that it is in the season and the fact that they've been able to, at this point, somewhat overcome the bad offense because all the other really bad offenses in the league are way worse in the record department than them right now. So the pitching is keeping them afloat. It's probably safe to say that they did not improve last year's offense. They tried. Yeah. They brought in India. You were hoping Renfro would bounce back or MJ's swing changes would do something and that, you know, India would make enough of a difference. I think it's almost safe to say we're probably only a week and a half or 2 weeks away from saying they're not better on offense. They're not going to be better on offense based on the current roster construction as it sits. Unless somebody comes up from AAA or AA, Jack Caglione, later in the year, August, I don't know, whenever the hell he comes up. Then they're probably no better on offense. But they're also apparently no worse on pitching, except for they're way better in the bullpen. They're no worse in the starting rotation right now.
They're brutal to watch, though, on these nights here recently when the offense is just, it's like that. That was an awful game to even try to keep an eye on and watch. And the one thing I'll say about bigger picture with the road trip, they're on a 10-game road trip. They're 1-3. If you thought they were, you said, hey, just go 500 on the road and come back home. Or you were saying, even I think you even said you'd take 4-6.
I would. For a 10-game road trip against three potential playoff teams, yeah.
And so if they win tonight, they're on pace for that very thing. So that's where I'm like, pump the brakes on the doom and gloom and like, oh my gosh, they're buried. If they do find a way to win tonight, then they're on pace for your 4-6. They still have four against the Tigers, too, coming up this weekend, who are the first-place team in the American League Central. I think it's middle of next month, so a month from now. Someone on the text line said it's Memorial Day. We've always heard about that, right? That weekend being post-Memorial Day is when you can really get a good judge. Anybody thinking by April 15th, they have figured out the offense and figured out the entire team, and they know exactly how it's going to go, is crazy. And that, I mean, even on the positive end, like, I'm not sitting here telling you that I'm guaranteeing the offense is going to be fine, but I feel confident saying on April 15th, we do not know, and they are not going to end up being the second worst offense in baseball. Come on now.
No, I mean, and that,
could they be 21st? Yeah, they could be 21st.
21st, that's definitely in the end, like, where they might rank. It'd be a fun game to be like, all right, let's guess right now based on April 15th, where do you think the Royals offense will rank in runs per game when the season ends? And you made me guess, I'd probably guess like 20.
Yeah. And for those, like someone said, the offense has struggled for 50 games, not just here. Why aren't you guys talking about that? Because each season is a brand new season. I'm not going to go in for an individual player. You can, sure. You want to pull up a 50 game stretch going back to last year for an individual player. I don't count how the offense performed in September last year and carry that over into April and say, well, that means it's a 50 game stretch.
Without Vinny Pasquantino, like without their middle of the order bat, we all know what happened to the offense last year after Vinny went down. They became one of the league's worst offenses.
Now, if you
that's
want to
also
point
part of the reason why they're in the league worst now.
If you want to point Vinny's out individual players, like that's fine. If you want to say, hey, MJ hasn't hit in 70 games or something and go back to last year, I'll hear you on individual players. As a team, though, acting like this offense has now been a 60-game problem and we can just add the games from last year to this one, I guess I just disagree with that. Each season's a new year.
Yeah, I completely agree with that generally, especially for like where you're going to rank. But a lot of these players are the same ones as last year. Some of this goes back to simple math. I do not think that Salvador Perez, Vinny Pasquantino, and Jonathan India are going to hit a combined 212 the rest of the year, Gold. I don't even know if that's their average. I think about half their lineup's probably hitting under 220, 215.
No, it's terrible.
I assume that there will be some upward mobility in those numbers. And if not, I would expect them to be earlier to the trade market to try to solve some of those problems based on where they are. I don't think they're going to finish 29th. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we're all wrong. And then I don't know. Like, some of the texters are crazy. This one's obviously a joke. But like one earlier was just like asking a very serious question. They said, hey, serious question. This is how they phrase it. Hey, serious question. Wouldn't this team be better right now since they have options to just send Vinny Pasquantino down and call up Jack Caglione and see where that went? And I was like,
crazy.
No, they absolutely would not be better in that scenario. They'd be infinitely worse. And I know Vinny's off to a bad start. Looked like the first week was going to go pretty well. Cooled off since then. We'll see if he can kind of catch. He was cold last year too to start the season. And then it seemed like it went fine after that. And so I just still feel like some big months are coming for the middle of the order. India, Salvi, Bobby is, that's the one thing. It's like, if I were Bobby, I'd be like, hey guys, just real quick, can't do this all on my own today offensively. So if somebody else doesn't mind getting on base, that can make a bit of a difference here. Have his MVP odds slipped at all? Judge is leading the league.
It's mainly because of Judge. And
once again,
you know, that the home run numbers are always going to skew this thing, fair or not, for how people view the MVP award. That's just the reality of the situation.
Well, now, Parks
the
good news can't, is, you know, that'd
good,
be crazy.
The good news is that Bobby obviously, based on the year he had a year ago, put him in a better spot to be in the national conversation. Aaron Judge is minus 185 now to win MVP. Bobby's got the second best odds at 6-1. Then there's a huge gap. It's weird to even say it. On April 15th, it's a 2-horse race for MVP.
Bobby's Mike Trout has
the third. How about
more?
Mike Trout staying healthy so far? He's got the third best odds, 18-1. Is there such thing as Major League Baseball comeback player of the year? Because there is actually. I'm sorry, there is. Well, then that's Mike Trout. Yeah, he's plus 180. Go ahead and put your money in on that one right now.
Can you even get good odds on
plus 180?
He played. How many games did he play last year?
AL around. Comeback player of the year, Mike Trout.
I mean, yeah, sure.
Him, staying healthy for the first 2.5-3 weeks is like staying healthy for a whole season for a lot of guys. I mean, it's pretty impressive so far.
Yeah, but you got to fear that just like 2 weeks from now, his like hamstring will snap. I mean, God, he is hitting. His batting average is not as high as I thought. He's got the third best odds. He's hitting 196 with a 299 on base percentage. How the hell has he got the third best odds to win? Oh, he's got 6 homers. Okay. That explains it. You just mentioned it was a home run award. He's tied for the major league leading homers, so that probably has something to do with it. Mike Trout's a pretty good baseball player when he plays. Bobby Wood Jr. is also a great baseball player. But yeah, I'm not going to send myself into panic mode just yet, I guess, on that end. Let's look at some of the other teams in the NFL as it sits right now. The all 32.
Yeah.
9 days before the draft, this is a perfect time. Look, Miami's in a tough spot. They, for the last 2 years, have done what a lot of teams do when you got like a good quarterback, we're not really sure, and you got to have some aging talent, you're not really sure. So you go all the way in. You trade for guys like Tyreek Hill a few years ago. You sign Jalen Ramsey. You give him a market-level deal. You get veteran talent that's aging, and you put them together, and you try to make it happen. They got hurt last year. So as a result of that, they came up far short of what their original expectations were. Nothing to show for it. Now they're shopping Jalen Ramsey. What's their plan to get out of this? They owe Tua a ton of money anyway. The roster's already old, and they're not even going to keep the old roster together and hope they just stay healthy this year. They're in one of the worst spots. They're not as bad as the Saints or those things, but they're kind of stuck in no man's land where they can't really solve their problems easily financially. Gold, and they already seem to be shipping a little bit on the aging player stance, but don't have the cap space to get younger, or they don't have like an incredible amount of draft picks to get younger. They feel like a team stuck in no man's land, which I honestly think is the worst place to be in the NFL.
Their head coach, I mean, he's acknowledged it, the being on the hot seat and everything. I think he made the comparisons to Nick Sirianni a lot at the coaches meeting, owner meeting and everything, just kind of where he's at. So yeah, I think they're clearly going to pivot, but they're a team I can't figure out for this. Are they just going to be like a 9-win team again? Or are they going to really fall off? Or is it going to be Nick Sirianni again, where everybody's going to be criticizing him and all of a sudden the Dolphins surprise everybody? But that division that they're in, we know the Bills are a problem. The Patriots will be better this year. The Jets, I have no idea what they're going to be with Justin Fields as their quarterback. But I hear you. They did go all in, and seems like there's a chance that the window is closed. For me, I want to go to the NFC South for a second. There are three options left for Kirk Cousins in terms of teams. Four if you include his own team. But the Saints, the Vikings, or Steelers feel like that's it. And the Steelers are only if Aaron Rodgers flip-flops on the Steelers and decides not to play football. Unless he redoes his contract, is Kirk Cousins just going to be stuck in Atlanta as the backup all year? Because Cleveland balked at the contract, so they didn't trade for him. They signed Joe Flacco instead. You're running out of options if you're Kirk Cousins, unless you were going to completely agree to eat a bunch of the money and lose a bunch of money. Nobody's trading for that contract.
No.
Now, if I'm Atlanta, I don't want him as the backup behind Michael Penix Jr. all year. It's awkward.
If he
it's
starts
weird.
Bad, then it's like, do you get tempted?
Well, it's just awkward and it's weird. Like, you just don't have the guy that the rookie replacing the old vet doesn't usually just hang around in the locker room. It's just not that Kirk is being a terrible teammate.
Alex Smith just still being there even after they had switched to Patrick Mahomes. Do you know how strange that would have felt?
Yeah.
Yeah, weird.
So I think there's three teams left. The Saints scenario, but they're in the division. The Vikings as a backup kind of there, unless JJ McCarthy looks terrible in spring, and then the Steelers with Rodgers maybe deciding not to play.
I am going to go to the Dallas Cowboys, believe it or not. So they had their off-season voluntary minicamp thing. Micah Parsons showed up for it. Not that that's a surprise necessarily, but for...
Must not have had a podcast to record that day.
I wonder if this is a... In a way, it's weird to say it, I guess, but a make-it-or-break-it year for the Cowboys in terms of their roster setup, where obviously Brian Schottenheimer, the head coach that we don't really...
I can't believe Brian Schottenheimer is the head coach of the Cowboys.
It's weird. It's unserious, but if they don't make... Let's say they go 7-10 this year. I think they might blow this whole thing up where they actually trade Micah Parsons. They look to potentially trade CeeDee Lamb and they blow the entire thing up. Or if they make the playoffs, they're back in. All of a sudden, Brian Schottenheimer maybe solidifies his job as a head coach and things look a little bit more up. It just feels like it's either one or the other for the Cowboys this year. It's not a in between. Well, they went 9-8 and they're fine, or they may, it's not a toss up. It's either a make it or break year for them.
I think if they go bad, if it goes bad, Drew, to your point, I think they would be looking to move Dak Prescott
revamp. Yeah.
The only problem is like
CD and then get a quarterback. Then
the only problem there is like trying to restart when you're the Dallas Cowboys, when we all know that their owner wants them to win something before he's dead.
He doesn't restart.
He might not want to restart, dude. He wants to be alive when they're good again. Like, I don't know how old Jerry Jones is, but he's got to be in his 80s, isn't he? Or late 70s.
Yes.
80s.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, but what
smiles and glory holds.
82, dude. He can't be risking a rebuild here. He might die by the time they get it.
In all honesty, what they should, if they want, I really wonder if the Cowboys trading Dak, that whole thing, and drafting Shador, if that's an opportunity or that's available, that actually makes more sense to give him a better shot to win. Because right now with Dak, we don't know if he's good enough to win. And with Brian Schottenheimer as head coach, are we sure that the Cowboys even can do it with who they have right now?
It do. It really do.
Yeah, I mean, it do. To Cody's point, Jerry Jones, he's never going to just completely tear it down. He thinks he has a chance to win a Super Bowl every single year, and they're going to make sometimes terrible decisions because of that.
I mean, hey, I know he believes in Brian Schottenheimer, but...
Does he? Do you actually, in your deep, like...
Gold just said he thinks he can win the Super Bowl. There is no way conceivably that he thinks I'm going to win a Super Bowl with Brian Schottenheimer.
Well, then take his driver's license away. He's senile. If that's what he thinks.
Can turn into get out good of here. Decisions.
That's right, Jerry. Idiot
things can turn into good decisions.
They can, Jerry.
That actually
they
is
can.
The... That's the perfect... That's
look,
the perfect
I mean,
line
get for... another. I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
That's perfect.
I'm not kidding.
He's threatening that man's life.
That's right. That was Sean Sharif down there in Dallas.
What a time that was. That was a few drops in a matter of a week from Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was on a heater.
They fit in very nicely there, you know?
I don't think in the depth of his soul he actually thinks Schottenheimer's going to work. Or he is.
Does he think Dak's going to work?
He is a special kind of delusional. I think it'd be easy enough to talk yourself into Dak. 2 years ago, Alex and I both would have said Dak Prescott was a top five quarterback in the NFL.
I think he's still in the realm of top 10. I think he's in the realm of top 10 when he's healthy.
Yeah, I would have said top five, top six, something like that. Years ago,
when we did our quarterback rankings, I think before the season started last year, I think Gold, you had him at five or six. I think
We did this. I go back. I have in my notes somewhere from like June of last year when we did this exercise. And I had him as a top five. Yeah,
it's because he's a Cowboys quarterback. He is going to be criticized a little bit more, obviously.
No, that's true.
He's just also been injured lately. To see what
like quarterbacks.
Right, no, and now that you're paying him. Yeah.
I had Mahomes 1, Allen 2, Burrow 3, Lamar 4, Dak 5, Stroud 6, Stafford 7, Hurts was 8 heading into last season.
That's not... Where'd you have Herbert? I mean, most of your list is not crazy.
I had Herbert heading into last year at 9. I obviously won't put him there now. I had Rodgers at 10. And then Trevor Lawrence was 11. Kirk Cousins was 12.
Lower,
Brock
lower,
Purdy was
lower,
13.
Lower.
Goff
those
was
lower.
14.
Goff's higher.
Love was 15 heading into the season, and Tua was 16.
That's still pretty right. Obviously, Tua might still be the most accurate one on there other than Mahomes. 16.
I mean, Allen too.
Perfect. Perfect for Tua. Perfectly average quarterback. Mm-hmm. Right dead in the middle.
That is all 32. Coming up next, though, the Chiefs were listed as a trade-up candidate. Who could they be trading up for? Plus, the random question of the day right here on Code.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Being gold. Random question of the day coming up in 12 minutes. 913-586-7965 is the Jay's Southland Tow Service text line. So there's going to be more and more rumors as we get closer to the draft, and we're now 9 days away. And last night there was a report from Minnesota in that area from Alec Lewis. If that name sounds familiar, he used to cover the Royals here in Kansas City. He now works for the Athletic and covers the Minnesota Vikings, and he was listing teams to watch to trade up into the Vikings spot at 24. We just had Matt Verderam on in the 11 o'clock hour, and he also mentioned pick 24, that the Vikings only have 4 picks, that they would really like to stockpile some picks, so they're looking to trade out. And so the Chiefs are listed as a team to watch to trade into pick 24. And is that a likely scenario? What's the position? And I think Matt's answer is kind of where we were at, which is if they trade up, there's got to be one, maybe two positions only that you could see them actually trading up for. And there's probably, we don't know the name, there's probably one or two players
defensive
only.
Defensive line, he offensive said defensive, tackle?
Matt said defensive line, I'm with him. And I think it would be offensive tackle, even if we're both skeptical that they're going to actually do that. But I don't think they're trading up to get a wide receiver again at 24.
In a weird way, I'd almost rather it be that. Like,
really?
That feels more like intentional receiver? To making, well, let's just say like, Burden or McMillan, a guy that you view as the number one guy in the draft. I told you for some reason, even though I think there's like a 0% chance it's going to happen, Ty Warren sank who was the running back he'd mentioned maybe at 31?
Sampson, right? Or
it was Amarian Hampton.
Hampton. You. Like, in a way, it would make more sense to me, like, you know what? Screw it. Cost is low to go up this year, and by all accounts, it will be. Cost is low to go up this year, so let's just go up, and let's make sure that we have one of the league's best offenses again. The only problem is that I don't think the league's best offense for them is limited based on their current weapons. It's limited based on whether or not they can block for Patrick Mahomes, and if they stay healthy. Last year's offense, I think, would have been significantly better had Rashee Rice and Hollywood Brown been available to them a huge chunk of the year versus, what, 4 games for Rice and 2 for Hollywood in the regular season? How many did he get in the regular season?
At the very end of the season, he came back. Obviously, the Texans game, I think, was one of the first, or the Steelers game, something like that. But yeah, the trading up is definitely there. Like, you can trade up. Because plenty of teams want to stockpile picks. It is easy to trade up. You know, you have to give up a lot, but it's easy to trade up, especially in the 20s. You can do it if you really feel like it. There has to be a player that slides to 24 that you didn't think would be there, and you laid out maybe a couple names for you. I just, if they traded up, I would be almost concerned that that's because they're taking a offensive tackle. But if you told me they traded up and got a Pierce or a Walter Nolan, okay, I'm on board with that.
Like, just securing the defensive lineman, like I like Derek Harmon, just securing the defensive lineman you love. That seems to me, but this goes back to the same thing. I still think, and I don't know what the betting markets say. I'd be kind of, I guess, if you want to pull them up.
Yep.
I still think the most likely position they're drafting is defensive line. I honestly think it doesn't make a lot of sense. They need it right now. They need
position.
Defensive line help immediately. Yep. They busted on one maybe in a couple of years ago in the first round, so they don't have any long-term answers. Karlaftis doesn't have a deal yet. Chris Jones is getting older. Dana's deal is expiring. Like, Amenihu's on a 1 year. They have no long-term answers at defensive line. How is that not the first-round pick? Like, and especially at 31 in a deep defensive line draft, you might get a guy that normally would cost you pick 12 overall at pick 31, or a guy that might cost you pick 17 overall at pick 31. Like, if you're trading up to 24, or in this 23, or whatever it was for Minnesota, it feels like it should be for a defensive lineman. Is it the favorite?
I was looking. They have it down right now. Oh, here we go. Only a couple teams are. DraftKings had it, but AFC West. Here we go. I got it. Offensive lineman is even money to be drafted by the Chiefs.
What's the favorite?
Yep.
I don't know. Man.
Even money. Defensive line plus 150.
When you do your betting show on Saturday, will you tell people that the way better value is on defensive line?
I agree.
Way better value at the very least, whether you think it's likely or not.
BetMGM Network. There's been a few other people on that network that have been mentioning offensive line, and I'm with you where it's like it's because every single mock has them taking an offensive lineman, so people are thinking at even money, it's still a good number. But I do think plus 150 is obviously a little bit better. Corners 9-1. Running backs 13-1, safety 15-1, receiver 16-1, tight end is 22-1 in terms of what position of the Chiefs' whether it's a first round pick or a second round pick. I want to be clear, that's the one thing you have to watch out for in that market. It is not their first round pick, it is the first position drafted. So it could be 31, it could be trading up to 24, it could be at pick 45 if they trade out of the first round or whatever. So that's something to watch.
Like,
the Raiders, they think running back is minus 150 is who the Raiders are taking.
Like, I'm just trying to decide, like, a lot of this is asking the question is, like, what emotion would you feel if they traded up for, let's say, safety, Eamon Worry? They trade up to pick 24, and they just love the raw athleticism of the kid. They don't have any super long-term answers at safety. Depends on how they feel about Jaden Hicks going into this year. But let's say they trade up to safety for Eamon Worry. Some of this is price-dependent. If Matt Verderam is right, and because he thinks, because of the depth of the draft, way more teams are willing to go down this year. If it's cost-effective to go up, I don't mind you securing your guy. But outside of, honest to God, defensive line, or what I said, an elite, what they view as an elite offensive weapon, I don't like it. I'm not going to feel good about it. Tackle, guard, all those would make me feel really weird. I don't even think they're taking those in the first round anyway. Would feel really weird. Corner, I'm like, you already got Trent McDuffie is going to be the highest paid corner in the NFL here pretty soon. You've taken other guys.
It was 9-1 for them to do that in the first round.
Yeah, you just gave Fulton the money. Like, I'm just trying, as I go through the options, it doesn't really make sense unless you're just like, we think Shamar, isn't he like kind of bouncing up and down? Some people think he may go way higher. So, like, we just love him. So we're going to go to 24. Yeah.
Shamar Stewart. Yeah, he's been mocked to the Chiefs. He's been. He's been much earlier. I mean, he's been as early as the teens, Shamar Stewart. And then he's also been at the Chiefs at 31.
I saw Schrager, who is honestly, I think sometimes because he's like, he plays like kind of a goofy character a little bit on TV. I think sometimes people forget that he's pretty dialed in. Like, he's really
especially
dialed in.
The Chiefs stuff.
A lot of times. Yeah, especially with the Chiefs stuff. He listed the players he thought were the biggest swing players on the list, like for the upcoming draft. And you're like, okay, Matt Miller added Luther Burden, Kelvin Banks, and Shamar Stewart as the guys who go on this list. And you're like, well, who are... Because, like, it is kind of tough to know who the wild cards are, but Milroe, Fannin Jr., the tight end, who we just mentioned was in a mock earlier, McMillan, because people don't know if he's better than... Like, McMillan is like, is he better, or is it Burden, and nobody seems to know which guy is on that list. And so there's more movement in this draft because I think of the equality of the players. We might all be way off when we make our picks at the landing. Coming up 2 weeks from Thursday, you can meet us at the landing in Liberty for our draft party. Your chance to win $965 and an autographed Chiefs helmet. So you get a lot of opportunity there. It's always a packed house. Come out and join us. Jay Binkley and Christian Osero will be doing a live broadcast as well. Everyone from the station. It's going to be a great time out there at the landing in Liberty, but might be a particularly tough year because you're kind of splitting hairs picks 10 through 35, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, anytime with these prediction things, anytime after pick 10, it gets really challenging. Yeah. The key is, can you find a way to nail the top 10? Can you find a way? And there's last year, I don't think anybody had Michael Penix necessarily going to the Falcons. I don't know. But if you could somehow find a way to predict the top 10 correct, then you're in business because it is very tricky once you get to the late teens and all of a sudden it's pick 18 and a team trades out. So then you have the right player. You still get a point, but all of a sudden there was no reason for you to believe that team was picking there. So then you lose an opportunity. So that's what makes it tough. But somebody's going to win $965 and get a Juwan Taylor autographed helmet.
It's not going to be you. You're not eligible.
That's what I'm told. I'm not eligible.
I would like $900 in trade from our station if I win, though.
It's not 2 weeks.
And it's a week from this coming Thursday.
It's not 2 weeks.
Yeah, a week. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Thursday. That would be April 24th.
2 weeks till the road trip, April 24th, the first round of the draft. I will not ask you to go out to the landing in Liberty and predict picks a full week after the NFL draft is complete. So. Yeah, sorry. 1 week.
Yeah, you actually come out and predict the 2026 draft a year ahead of time. You, gotta, that, you can do that.
That would be
2026 draft. And you won't know.
What would win? Getting six right?
Yeah, well, you wouldn't know what team's drafting. You don't know any team. What on the players? You wouldn't know what team's drafting where. Try to guess the exact order of finish in the NFL in 2026. Good luck. Good luck doing that. All right, let's get to it.
Random question.
For you, Gold, for you, Drew, over in the text line, 913-586-7965. Of course, the random question of the day brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Results every week and then receive free support for life online at awaken180weightloss.com. You can always hit us up on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, live stream the show. All 4 hours give you a chance to never miss the show if you'd like to do it. Today's question came up from a conversation we were having before the show yesterday, before I ended up doing worst days at your job based on the random trash of the day. This came up in a conversation yesterday, so I want to know your answer to this question, then I'll describe why this came up. The question I have for you is, what do you believe to be a universal experience for every kid, let's say, in either the Kansas City area or just as a kid of around our age? We rank between pretty much 28 and 40 years old. This came up yesterday because before the show, Alex had briefly described rolling over your fingers with one of those carts in elementary school.
Oh,
and every single person immediately was like, ah, they could remember, like it hit them in the nostalgia point in the worst way. So what I want to know is, what do you think are the universal experiences every kid eventually goes through? This being obviously one of them.
Yeah. You guys know what I'm talking about. In PE class, you had those, they usually were yellow or blue.
Scooter. Yeah.
Yellow or blue, flat scooter, and you had your hand, and you could move, you could scoot on those things, but your finger would get pinched under there. And we've all been there. So that was my answer. That's what prompted, as you said. So I'll stick with that answer. Those things were so much fun, but man, cause you'd bounce off the wall, you'd kick off the wall and everything.
Oh yeah.
But you knew you had to be very careful. That wheel, that little flimsy wheel would flip around and pinch your finger. It was awful.
Oh man. I mean, it really is the worst feeling on the planet. And I knew that everyone had at some point, everyone knew what we were talking about. Drew's a little bit younger than you, more than a decade younger than me. It's like just one of those like absolutely.
Wow, how old are you, man? I'm more than a decade, man. Just how old are you? Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more than a decade older than
you. Said it like that. I mean, it makes you seem ancient.
Does that sound bad? I'm more than a decade older than him, man.
What's your answer, Drew?
I was going to say something like PE related as well. The whole dodgeball experience of you just getting killed with dodgeballs.
Common.
Stole it from the text
line. A lot of
line.
PE ones. Somebody mentioned like finding a Nerf football with a bite out of it. Why did those Nerf footballs always look like a human being took a bite out of it?
That is true. Yeah, people. Yeah,
I think it's because your fingers, if you used it enough, it would just.
Is that what it is?
The imprint of your fingers would go into the Nerf ball.
Two that are mentioned over by Why Not on Twitch, Exchange City. Did you guys do that? That was more of a...
You started... Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You would
about.
Go to a little town.
Yeah. Exchange City? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You guys got that in Indy too?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Exchange
City. I think that's probably...
City, that one's coming. And then they mentioned the Pacer test, which was not on the Missouri side, so I never did that.
Oh, you didn't do the Pacer.
I
can hear that beep. I can hear that beep.
I just assumed we didn't do that, or at least where I went to school, we didn't do that. I do feel like the presidential fitness test is
level
a universal.
Five.
Did you guys do that?
Yes.
Fitness test?
That should have been my answer.
I don't think we did the president. See, we did the Pacer, but I don't think we did a presidential fitness test.
We did both.
The Pacer was just, I can picture that whole thing right now. I can hear it. I can hear the lady's voice and everything. Level five.
Did you guys, I guess an Indian on the Kansas side, did you guys do line dancing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you guys have to do-si-do?
Cotton Eye Joe, all that. We did that in PE class. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Of course.
In middle school, I've told this story on the air before, but they, for three straight years, they partnered me up with a pair of deaf girls. So like we had to try to do the dance after they had given them the signs. So we were like 5 seconds behind the music. It was tough. Really tough in middle school. But also, it was better, like being automatically paired was a better situation than, because that's a nerve-wracking moment the way they did in middle school, which is you're trying to count the number of people down the line. They would just have two giant lines in ours, boys and girls. And then they would just randomly pair you off. They'd make you mix up and you're trying to count who you're gonna dance with.
I mean,
that's a nerve-wracking experience.
A lot of people mentioned the sit and reach test and everything that you had to do.
That was the worst.
Yeah. Sit and reach.
No,
man.
That was.
Somebody said Missouri definitely did the Pacer test. I'm just saying they didn't do it in my school. That was not a thing that I experienced.
I did it was like line dancing, but we also did like the cha-cha slide and stuff.
Sure. I think that was all.
We did part like gym. We just we ours did four was just
or five.
Like,
it was like four or five things
oh,
we did.
No. Ours was just like old we had a whole country records doing line dancing. When, that was it.
We had a whole performance in front of parents had to come in.
Oh no, wasn't even that. We didn't have to do that either.
We had one where I'm pretty sure in elementary school we had like three or four, and you had a partner for one of them or whatever. But it became like a.
Not a play, but it was a night like your
parents had to come in and like watch, knowing that you were going to do like four or five of these.
Somebody said universal experience getting in. They said internet AOL screen name, more like getting in the chat rooms, right?
Oh, AIM.
If you saw ASL, you immediately, don't think American Sign Language, you immediately think age, sex, location.
Of course.
Okay.
For sure.
It immediately hits AOL,
instant messenger, man.
Did you have, you get chat rooms, Drew?
Oh, yeah.
That is
yeah.
common. You didn't have to put the CD in though. He didn't have to hear that.
Oh no!
You had to put in the disc.
You put in the disc.
Hey, maybe we're not that far apart in age after all.
Yeah, you kept getting those. What was it like? What was it 20 hours or whatever it was? Free trial disc. Oh my goodness! Dial up internet.
Oh yeah. Man, I'll hear that sound for the rest of my life. That sound.
Oh yeah. Whenever I turned on the computer to play computer games, growing up.
From the 903, I set the all-time low record on the sit and reach. Hamstrings are tight.
Sometimes I would kill to do the pacer test again. You just want to go.
Oh,
you
my
can
gosh.
I'm sure you can find the...
You guys want to see how this show does in the pacer test?
Oh, my goodness. It'd be embarrassing at this point, probably.
Man, that would be pretty bad. Somebody just said stepping on Legos, some of the other normal stuff. Because there's always, like, the kid stuff that comes into play. Jump rope.
Somebody mentioned, like, falling off your bike and skinning your knee up real bad.
Sure.
Common, yeah.
Desmond did that like a week ago. We were out riding his bike, and he went over like the front of his handlebars because he was getting going too quick, man. Yeah. He was just zooming because he finally got a little confidence. Like last year, he didn't have a lot of confidence, so he was pretty careful with it. And he started to zoom, and I'm like, oh man, I would have to be in a full sprint to keep up with him. So like, it's like, well, he just got to win. And he was like, he dusted himself off, but he was pretty sad at first.
What's the one thing like we've mentioned like these activities at school and stuff, but what's the one thing as a kid that you just hated the most? For me, people are mentioning jump rope for what they liked. I couldn't stand whenever in PE class. It was honestly my least favorite day in PE class.
Jump rope,
had to do the jump rope. I was terrible at it, and I just hated the whole concept, and I couldn't get the cross
like
stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I hated the jump rope. That was my least favorite day.
I didn't mind jump rope.
Least favorite day.
It was okay. And we had the rope climb test. Did you guys do that? I'd have to climb. I'd climb all the way up to the ceiling of the gym.
I don't think
dude.
We had that.
It's like two stories. It was wild. How did they not think kids were going to die? I mean, really think about
think
that.
We
I climbed
ever
all the
that.
Way to the top of the gym ceiling on a rope.
I think we did that too.
Yeah. I didn't have that. Someone said the one day was the damn puberty videos in health class or PE class.
Classic
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
I mean,
that is a universal experience.
Yeah.
In fifth grade, I think they first started showing us maybe fifth grade, and they separated the boys and the girls in two different rooms.
Yep. Yep.
And we all had to just watch ours. Did everyone watch Roots in fifth grade too, or sixth grade? That was a really common one.
Probably. Roots sounds...
Maybe.
It I'm sounds
sure.
familiar.
Kunta Kinte, the whole thing. I mean...
Someone said the cup stacking thing too.
Oh, someone said field day, of course. Oh, yeah. I mean, that was... Everybody has...
Yeah, those are like...
Field day.
I think and I think we all universally agree that like trying to move the bucket with... holes in it down is the best game.
Yeah.
I don't know if we universally agree, but that's one of the best games.
Tetherball. There's a lot of, They still have tetherball on the playground? Is tetherball a thing, or that people deem that too dangerous?
No, too dangerous probably. My kids play a game called
Knock some kid out.
My kids play a game at recess called Gaga Ball, which is like lame-ass dodgeball. The ball's on the ground, and you just kind of like
Gaga Ball, so.
It's kind of dumb.
We played kickball basketball in the gym, which was an all-time game. Kickball basketball was great.
There you go. It's a random question of the day.
Just universal questions.
A lot of good memories,
Just me. Somebody mentioned Oregon Trail. No, I'm not too old.
The parachute was fun. You're right, it was. The parachute was the best thing ever. Who didn't like the parachute? Everybody go, the parachute was incredible.
Still a good one.
I'm assuming they still do that.
Hang on. What is the...
You don't remember in PE class or elementary
rainbow
school?
Rainbow parachute.
Giant parachute. Everybody get under...
Okay.
I don't know what it was. I don't know.
I thought it was the parachute.
I thought you were relating it to Oregon Trail. I was like, I don't know.
Somebody said bowling day was the best.
Bowling day was fun.
I went once a week for a gym class.
We didn't
you went
go
to freshman
bowling.
Gym.
We didn't go to
So freshman gym and then like a later one. You went bowling once a week. And I guess part of the lesson was like, you hand keep your score. Like I can still hand keep score.
We didn't go to a bowling alley. They set up pins in the PE class, like on the gym floor.
Went to the AMF bowling alley off of like Vivian and Antioch in the Northland. We drove over there and we bowl once a week. Oh, kids loved it because they'd let you go to the concession stand too. Sure, so you could get like French fries or whatever.
I bet that would have been great.
I don't know if every school did that, just the one I went to. Good old Winnetonka, you know? Got a real bad rap on the text line, I'll say.
Well, you know, there's been some things said about Winnetonka on this show.
It does have a bad perception.
I didn't say negative thing about it. I came out, I'm a relatively successful person. Mm. I'm not like the most successful, but I'm pretty successful. Like, you know, I got to my career chosen path. And I know like real actual successful people that came at it, like doctors and stuff. I graduated with two people who like one's a doctor. She still lives in town. We've known each other since like first grade.
Did you say you were friends with the murderer from your class?
There's only two of those. And those weren't in my class.
Only two.
They went to my school. Yeah. They weren't in my class. They were both. Well, no, one was in my class. One was a year ahead. I want to make that note important. Mm-hmm. A year or two ahead. So close.
It is.
You don't think there's a single murderer?
I feel like I would have known.
I don't think there were any.
Not that
none,
I know.
Zero.
That we know of, you know, I don't know. Drew, what about you?
I guess in that case, not that I know of. We did have one infamous incident, though, when I was in high school that I think it made national news.
National news?
What is this?
Pepper spray was sprayed
on
what? I mean, it was, I don't know if it was a senior prank or if it was just simple in general, just a pranking that happened, but pepper spray sprayed every single hallway all throughout the school. We all went to the gym, and of course, me being a person who had, you know, friends that had cars, I'd be like, "Yo, I'm trying to go home. You know, you want to go home?" And a bunch of we'd have like 30 people just go to IHOP and skip out on the rest of school. But they shut down school for the rest of the day at like 11 a.m.
I always remember
pepper spray. It was really bad.
It's such like an individual experience. I remember a big deal when we were in freshman in high school was everyone remembers Channel One.
A
kid we went to high school with. On Channel One, was interviewed by Lisa Ling because a laser pointer got pointed at his eye, caused some problems for a little bit.
Laser pointers were very popular in like that late junior high, early high school.
But he was like interviewed by like laser pointers in school, a problem, and he was being interviewed about how one. I can't remember the kid's
Channel
name.
One News
Cole
man.
Maybe I can't remember his name now. It's been way too long. My freshman year of high school, if anyone remembers.
Do you still think they do
99,
Channel
2000, something like that.
I have no idea.
What's that?
Do they still do Channel One News? I have no idea.
No, everyone does their own Channel One was gone, and we did this.
Yeah, in high school, we had our own TV station show thing. Anyway, up next, we get to the 1 o'clock hour. It's very early in the season, but where's your confidence level on getting to the postseason? Plus, I'm sure we are going to check in on a local mock draft.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Next.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.